Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's Friday, November 5, 2021. The time is 10:02 a.m. We're here for a county commissioners' court meeting to discuss approval of a settlement with one of the defendants in the opioid litigation. I should say we're here, you commissioners are here. I won't be participating in that. So before we start the meeting, we're going to ask Mr. Gene Dolly to lead us in a word of prayer. And I guess, can you lead us in the pledges?
Yes.
You know the pledge?
I pretty well got the Texas pledge down by now.
Okay,
I think I can.
Let's do that. Remain seated for the prayer.
Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy and all the blessings you bestowed upon us. We ask you to be with us this day in this meeting. Lead us, guide us. Help us, dear Lord, to do what is best for the citizens of Upshur County. Help us, dear Lord Jesus, to be the people that we're elected to be and do the job we need to do. We ask for your guidance, for without you, we cannot do it. We love you, we praise you, and we worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All righty. What I'm going to do now is turn the meeting over to Mr. Jay Miller and to discuss special session agenda item number one. Philip, the reason we're having to have all these disjointed meetings is because things keep happening. It's time sensitive. In a perfect world, we're going to get back to doing all of our business twice a month. This couldn't wait, just like redistricting couldn't. Let the record reflect that I, Todd Tefteller, as the county judge, have filed a conflict of interest affidavit with the county clerk as required by law, so I will not participate in this item. And if one of y'all will just come get me in my office when you're totally through, I'll come back and close the meeting. Here to visit with us is Mr. Reed Martin, and I think he brought with us what he wants to talk to you about. Let the record reflect. Todd Tefteller is out of the room. Did you get my affidavit yesterday, Judge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very well.
And Todd, the reason for this is because your law firm was involved in bringing the litigation.
Yes, the reason is my law firm still is involved in the litigation.
Oh.
And the county hired us
okay.
back months before I was even a candidate for run for judge.
Right.
So. You know, the only way to keep
this. When you came up here and asked for that.
Yeah, the only way to keep this legal is the way I'm doing it. Which, you know, time to time, any one of us has to do.
I understand that.
I'm out.
All right, he's gone. Number one, discuss and take action to approve the Janssen settlement with Johnson & Johnson, the opioid case. That time we'll open it up to a discussion for Mr.
Martin, thank you. I appreciate y'all having me here this morning. This is a settlement that we are recommending that the county commissioners approve for Upshur County. This, so you understand, is a settlement that's been entered into with the Office of the Attorney General and Janssen, the parent company for Johnson & Johnson, one of the defendants in the opioid litigation. And it has been approved by the litigating subdivision's lawyers. But we're here today to present the settlement to you for your adoption and approval.
And the estimated amount is the $33,779?
Yes. That's the estimated amount that will come directly to Upshur County.
Okay. I'm sorry, $33,000
what?
$79. $79 even. So you'll recall that the Commissioner's Court has previously adopted the Texas term sheet. That was done earlier this year. That Texas term sheet was then turned into legislation down in Austin. So this settlement will be governed by the Texas term sheet. And the global look at that is, out of all the settlement funds, whoever they come from and whenever they come in, and there will be more in the future, this is just one defendant, it will be split up 15% to the state of Texas, 15% to the litigating and other subdivisions, political subdivisions of Texas, and 70% to an abatement fund that will be exclusively used for opioid abatement projects governed by the Texas term sheet. So you'll see another figure, or you may have seen another figure, of $10,063,524.
Right.
That's the amount of money that represents that 70% that goes into the opioid abatement fund.
Okay.
That is governed by what will be a Texas Opioid Council. It's not established yet, but it will be. And Upshur County will be able to make grant requests for that money. That $10 million is sent to the healthcare region that Upshur County is already a part of. It's been established mm-hmm. for years under the state of Texas. We just used that framework. So the healthcare region that Upshur County is already in is going to be getting this $10 million, and then you as a county commissioner's court will prepare a grant application to receive funds from that funding.
So
we'll help you with that too.
If I might sum this up in a nutshell, Reed, the county can make grant requests for the setup for the portion of the settlement money that is going to the state government. Would that be accurate?
No.
Okay.
No, it's set up exclusively for an opioid abatement fund.
Okay.
And that's going to be administered by an opioid council.
Okay.
We have recommended people to be on that council. We actually, as the Northeast Texas contingent, were able to make a selection and a recommendation for one of the people on this council.
Okay.
All these people have to be doctors. They have to be versed in opioid treatment and addiction problems. They can't be politicians, they can't be lawyers, there's nothing political about it. This money is there to use and to get so that we can help fight this battle against the opioid epidemic.
What were the county's grounds for the lawsuit? That's got an impact on the county. It seems like somebody ran up the county's healthcare cost or something like that.
The
county's grounds for the claim of damages from the
opioid. You bet. The ramifications are far and wide. Even in Upshur County, it can be from court-appointed lawyers. It can be from hospitalization. It could be from paying sheriffs to take a person with an opioid problem over to the hospital, and they have to sit with them because otherwise they'd be in jail. CPS problems, family addiction problems. It's wide-ranging, the help that we are trying to get for all of the Texas counties, but Upshur County included.
The $33,779, it would come with no strings attached. Is my understanding it can go into the general fund, but the $10 million, it will be doled out by administrators that decide where the need is at.
That's exactly correct. And the $33,000 is Upshur County's portion of that 15% that goes to all the counties.
Okay.
And that's derived by an economist, an expert that was hired by the plaintiffs in the litigation. It's based on population. It's based on the number of opioids that came into Upshur County. It's based on the number of opioid overdoses that were documented in the county. It's based on the number of opioid-related deaths. And that number all gets crunched into a calculation and comes out to be that figure. That figure goes to your court. The other goes to the Opioid Council, where you make an application request and you're governed by the Texas term sheet. It's very broad. It's all listed in there on what you can do. And like I said, we'll help you through that when the time comes. The thing about this settlement that's most important that we are recommending, and with the cooperation of the Attorney General's office, if we get 96% of the litigating subdivisions approving this before November 9th, which is why you're having your special meeting today, Johnson & Johnson has to fully 100% fund this, their settlement, this year. Okay? It goes into a qualified settlement fund that then is distributed through the Texas MDO. Upshur County is in the federal MDO, but there's a Texas MDO. This settlement would be governed under the Texas MDO, which is down in Houston. Bob Schaefer is the judge, so a Texas judge getting this money out to the counties. And we expect that your portion of that money would be available in the first quarter of next year for the court.
Was the claim on the damages that Johnson & Johnson effectively caused opioid addiction that caused all these problems you referred to?
They were one of the main defendants that engaged in over-marketing of opioids.
And that's what Johnson was accused of, over-marketing that.
Yes.
It's also my understanding that there will be several more settlements like the Johnson settlement that's styled here. Is that correct?
There are other defendants in the case, and we're still actively working the case. In fact, Dallas County is the bellwether trial, and it's set for trial in January of 2022. And that's what's driving these settlements. And we do expect other settlements to come down the pike here, and we'll be back to report to you on what those are and what the terms of those are.
Okay, will the numbers be typical to what we're seeing here today, or?
You know, I don't think I'm really able to tell you whether they'll be exactly the same or what. I think some will be less and some will be more, to be honest with you, but I don't have the specifics on what to expect.
And you don't know how many more settlements may be out there.
Well, there's
for this
I look at your petition, but there's at least 10 plus other defendants. Now, Purdue Pharma, one of the main culpable defendants in the case, filed bankruptcy. We've been litigating on behalf of Upshur County up in the bankruptcy court in the Northeast. Money will come from that, but it's through a bankruptcy court. So I really can't tell you how much that would lead to you.
What you're saying when you said some will be less, some will be more, you're talking about from just 33,000 today, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. Right. You some defendants may end up paying an amount that is less than what Johnson & Johnson paid.
Yeah.
Some defendants will surely pay an amount that is more. That's in my estimation.
Is there a time frame for this or just piecemeal?
Well, the January trial setting is putting a lot of pressure on them. And we're ready to go to trial, and we've been taking depositions for the past probably 2 or 3 months, sometimes 3 depositions a day. So that trial setting in and of itself is a huge hammer to get these defendants to come to the table and try to negotiate with us. And we're actively working with the Office of the Attorney General now in combination together trying to get these settlements done. This particular settlement is one that we call the Texas-only deal, and it was negotiated primarily through our efforts, but the AG's office did join us and helped us to get this through.
This was entered into, when you say AG, you're talking about the state, not federal attorney.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Ken Paxton's office, the Office of the Attorney General. Okay.
And let's say you lawyer Tyler, right?
I'm lawyer Tyler. Okay. Martin Walker's the name of the law firm.
Okay.
All right.
One other thing that I want to just make sure you understand is attorney's fees and expenses will not come out of your portion that we've mentioned in the $33,000. We've negotiated with Johnson & Johnson to pay attorney's fees and expenses over and above the amount that they're paying to the county. So your contingency fee contract that you have with us and with Simon Greenstone in Dallas is not going to be operating here to compensate the lawyers. They're going to be compensated out of a separate fund.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the Johnson settlement with Johnson & Johnson opiate case.
I second.
Motion and a second that we approve the Johnson settlement with Johnson & Johnson. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Call the judge.
Yeah.
Where's Destin today?
He had a meeting in Longview about an accident. One of his trucks was involved in it.
Oh, okay.
So it was at 9:15. He was hoping to get here, but know how those things happen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate the work you're doing. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Appreciate the confidence you've had in us. We're trying to do some good work for
you're doing some good work. I was here when they, when this came up.
I'm sorry, I didn't think that.
Well, okay, I said I was here when this came up, and I appreciate Judge Steph Taylor taking the lead on this and all of the good things that's happened. I was not expecting us to receive this much, I'll be very honest with you, because of the how many is involved. So y'all have done excellent work, and I compliment you for it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Okay, let the record reflect that Todd Tiptoeler came back into the room, and they drugged me off the game I was playing on the internet. It's now 10:18 a.m. We're back. We're going to continue this meeting. The next item, number two, is to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor say aye. Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Mr. Martin.
You got to sign paper somewhere.